Blog Talk Radio.
I got Bill on the line. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yes. We got Hoot and Holler. I'm in California. I got chemtrails up the Waz. I got Bill in Indiana. And boy, we got a mess on the earth.
Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, we do. You know, it's like
you know
every
what,
weekend
you know what,
it's Russ? Escalating somewhere, somehow, something does.
I know.
Here we are again. Okay, we've killed the number three guy in Iran.
Who you know what Rush called him today?
600 Americans on his hands, has blood of thousands of Libyans and
I know.
Syrians, and many Iraqis and others
Lebanese.
On his hands. Yeah. And
so,
I gotta
share you real quick. Do you know what Rush called him today? Salmonella. I thought it was funny.
Oh,
I
heard everything from salami to this to that. And what's really telling is how the leftist Democrats are out here acting like this guy was some kind of icon.
You know why?
I'll tell you
what's going on here.
If we are not seeing the left expose itself as demon
American
traitors to our country, they're doing it just left and right, and it's so obvious.
Right, so
and we're seeing it, and we're wondering.
Here's what's going on.
All the impeachment crap.
I know.
You know, did any of the mainstream media report about the dancing in the streets that went on in Iran and Iraq when they found out he was killed?
What you mean, Salmonelli?
Yeah.
A yabba dabba do is what I call him. Yeah, whatever. here's the thing: when you see the crap on Facebook. Well, look, I was checking out, I don't know whether it was a rerun of earlier stuff today, because I get everything in my email box because I'm signed up with everybody. So Glenn Beck was talking about this, and he was pretty much spot on, because he was saying he was drawing the same parallel. I'm sure he read Mark's book because they're actually friends. You know, they work together and stuff. So anyway, because all of the crap that the media is doing today, this is nothing new. They were doing this stuff during Holocaust and the Holodomor in old Soviet under Stalin. They were lying through their teeth. They were covering up stuff.
Exactly.
Given
there is no longer a mainstream media. What you have is mainstream propaganda. They're
horse
not
crap.
The MSM. They're the MSP. You know, it's just lie after lie. Even when they're exposed in their lies, they'll try to lie to cover their lie. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so what?
You know,
it was actually,
I don't know. I'd never get his name right. But the guy last night, what I've seen at the Golden Globes, Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah, Gervais, I can't remember either, but he was hysterical. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's great.
He may have lost popularity amongst them people out there, but this man has gained a world of popularity out in the American public for his words.
That guy's got a set on him. I'll tell you, I got to give him kudos. Man, he has really got the huevos. I'm telling you. The guy has got the, you know what. And I give him credit, and I think it was hysterical. I was glad that they were exposed. And I hope they went home. You know, they're a bunch of whiny, un-American pieces of garbage who couldn't do a regular job, and we all know it. And they're so hypocritical. Got everything handed to them for being in a world of make-believe. They run around with their yachts and their jets and their SUVs and all the rest of it in their 16-room mansions, whatever, with maids, swimming pools, and they have the, you know, they eat whatever they want, too.
Where is it written that these people are smart because they're actors?
Oh, I know. Well,
I went to school, and there were kids that grew up to be actors. I could name a few, but I don't want to embarrass them. But I went to school with. They became actors and stuff. But they weren't the smartest kids in the class.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot out there that
in the class, the smartest kids I graduated with, one went off to Kansas State, a biophysics major. Another went off to this over here, MIT, and another went here. Another became a heart surgeon in Indianapolis. You know,
not all of them are crazy, because we got some good guys. We got John Voight. We got.
I'm not saying Gary they're Sinise. All crazy, but I'm saying this: they are no smarter than the public.
And boy, that's saying something. But you know, they're all lefties, and I don't know why they're
lives out of being fake. They lose focus of reality, and they think that they're acting all the time. Who's who can be the stupidest?
Well, the other part of it is they feel guilty for having all this money for doing nothing, and that's part of it. That's one theory, and I've kind of looked into that, you know, thinking about that as well. I think that they're spoiled rotten. I think that they're catered to. They cover up for the pedophilia. They cover up for the drug use. They cover up for God knows what else goes on in Hollywood. And they've been doing it for decades, Bill. This is nothing new.
We've actually had Hollywood people come out and tell these stories.
Yeah.
You know.
Look at the drug use.
Some of these people I have to admire. I even though he's passed away, I still admire Audie Murphy.
The most decorated
soldier in World War II.
Yes, and there's others.
Acting. But you know what? You know what I knew about Audie Murphy? His country came first.
Right. Well, and so, you know, Ronald Reagan was a patriot and an actor, it took him a while to figure out what side he needed to be on as well, but he understood what was going on. I mean,
we had a congressman that was an actor. Was he a senator? What was his name? Just passed away a couple of years ago.
God, I can't remember either. There's a lot of people that dabbled in a lot of stuff going on, but they had Hollywood look. Who?
Oh, I'm agreeing with you. There's a lot that have, and there's some that went on to do way more than just act.
Yeah, there's
but
a whole bunch of new guys.
That's a few.
I hate
when they attack. It's because of the wealthy. Everything is the wealthy's fault. You know what? Be glad that you live in a country where if you get the opportunity, you have the opportunity, if you're willing to put out the effort and the brain power, to get somewhere, to rise.
Right.
Because in a socialist country, which you're all chasing, you don't rise.
No, you don't
rise.
Get nothing. There's no, yeah, there's no celebrity. There's no celebrity in Venezuela. Oh, please. There's no celebrity. I mean, how many fabulous people come out of North Korea, for God's sakes? You know, anybody that was born with any talents is in a damn gulag under that half-breed little, you know, munchkin, Humpty Dumpty clown over there, Rocket Man. I mean, it's sickening. You know, people just, they're just ignorant.
I got laughed, Linda. Have you seen the face where he's looking into the thing? And he's like, holy crap. That just kills me because I imagine
that
he
was
probably
so funny. That was so funny. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Because there's definitely a new sheriff in town, and that's exactly what Donald Trump's trying to do, to explain to these people. We're not playing this game anymore.
The Democrats, when the Democrats start screaming he doesn't have the authority, I take you back to a precedent, that was set. When Ronald Reagan invaded Grenada, he did not tell Congress. Why did he not tell Congress? For the very same reason Trump didn't go to the people trying to impeach him.
Yeah, so they could leak it and thwart
Well, now, Solomon was targeted before, and Obama tipped Iran off.
I know.
So
because he's so evil. Same. Look, here's what.
I like the caption where they said Obama gave him cash, and Trump flew a rocket up there. You know what?
Yeah, well, I know. There's a whole bunch of cute stuff. There was one that the guy was drinking a drink and he's laughing and he says, first Trump annihilated, he killed off all of most of Obama's policies. Now he's killing off all of his friends. It was hysterical. That was on Facebook. That was another one. It was cute.
Well, look how the left is mourning. Look at these Muslims
about
all this.
I'll tell you why.
That dumb moron, they ought to lock him up, who's like he would attack Trump for $40 million. You know what? Every one of you people who threaten Donald Trump
should not be in jail.
Know that if something happens to him, there will be 65 million guns pointed at you.
I got Robert on the line. Hey, dude, how are you doing?
Linda, how everybody?
Happy New Year, guys.
Hey,
anyway,
hope everyone having a nice Christmas.
It's happy to be.
We did. Thank you. Here's the other part. Here, look, this is what's happening. Yesterday and today, the radio hosts, well, especially Mark, because Mark's been all over this. The reason that they're acting like this, Bill, the media and the demon rats, they hate this country. If you haven't figured out that they blame and hate this country to the core, you're not you're living in a cave, man. You are in a cave.
I could point out such ignorance as these gay reporters out here, the gay media personnel who are attacking Trump for killing an Iranian. When in Iran, they would kill them.
What do you think would have happened? Did you see the one? This was the one that I posted it up on Facebook not too long ago because it was Glenn Beck's deal, and he was talking about how the media was, you know, going over there. I think it was Martha Raddatz, that ugly, stupid troll. I don't know. I think it was ABC she was on. Anyway, it doesn't matter because ABC stands for all bullcrap all the time. And so she's wearing a headscarf, right? And Glenn says, "You better be damn lucky, Martha, that wind didn't blow your headscarf off or those people would have you hanged or beheaded." I mean, this, you know, she's supposed to for women's rights, you know, like the rest of the clowns on the left.
Like women have rights in Iran. They have the right to get hung,
hanged or beheaded.
Me about the leftists, the women on the left that support this kind of crap, knowing how they would get treated. You got a problem with American men that want to treat you with respect and honor, that want to treat you like a queen or something. You got a problem with that. You don't have a problem with someone who wants to make you walk 10 feet behind them. and beat you anytime they choose.
Yeah.
And,
well, here's the other part. The other part just gripes everybody one side down the other that's on the conservative side and actually, you know, believes in God and the Bible. Where are the rights of the women of inside the uterus? Where are the rights of the little boys? They don't give a crap about that because these people are working for Satan. Anybody who loves Planned Parenthood and thinks this is just honky dory is not serving our Lord.
Well,
they don't even know who he is.
All these little freakazoids out there that's like, you know, you're hearing them on the streets and they're whining and crying, Trump should be doing this and Trump should be doing that and blah, blah, blah. You know what? I ask every one of you, any of you that's got your head shaved, your hair dyed wild colors,
okay,
a ring to your nose and stuff, go walk the streets of Iran and see how long you last.
Well, it would be suicide. They might as well just take a capsule and chew on it.
And they don't.
So somehow these
people are not smart enough to get that. You live in a country where you're allowed to do those things. But
right.
you would rather side with people who would kill you in the streets for those things.
Yeah, you
what
know, and then there's
about, what does that say about your intelligence?
They don't have any. So the IQ is like floating around in the, you know, the basin of the bowl that's in your John. So it's crazy. I mean, you look at these, especially the men on the street. Did you see the video of the Black Lives Matter, the other one, it was Amy Horowitz went into Brooklyn where all this is going on with the anti-Semitism and the blacks are hurting the Jews. Did you guys see this video? You guys got to find this video. Okay.
Oh, I haven't seen the video.
He asked these stupid black people, and I'm telling you, 9/10 of these moronic, dim-witted people are still on the plantation. I think I posted it, Bill. I don't know if we can find it. I'm pretty sure I posted it on Facebook. And I didn't tag anybody. I should have tagged you. But these people were telling Ami's a Jew. Anyway, they says, well, they're taking over the neighborhood and they've got all the buildings. I mean, these people are on such a plantation mentality. This is exactly what Shelby Steele's talking about. He says they don't understand that they're free. They're still, you know, they're still in this bubble, and they think they've – it's sickening. And the demon rats have put him in this position for decades, since the freaking Reconstruction. That's what's going on here, Bill.
Well,
These people are stupid.
And our public school system has turned into an indoctrination center where
that
they're
too.
Teaching these kids that – you know, you don't have to work. You shouldn't have to work. You're old to live, and the government owes you. They don't
tell them that,
the government.
Because
without somebody working and paying taxes, there is no government.
That's what one of these dumb idiots, these black guys, were saying. And these were all adults. But anyway, this black guy, well, they've got all this money and all the housing, and they don't give us anything. This is the mentality they are owed everything, Bill, and God knows where this crap comes from, but I've had it with it. And something needs to be done about this. I don't give a crap how stupid they are or how retarded they are. They need to be in jail for going after Jews.
Linda,
I don't give a shit.
I got to be honest with you.
Thank you, Linda.
Amen.
It's not just there, Linda. Chad and I, we live out here in the country. You guys, you've been here, Linda.
I know.
And we have a problem with the meth and the heroin people. They don't
yep.
work. They're robbing and stealing, and they're always together. And
are they killing Jews? Are they hurting?
And everybody else, they expect if there's somebody giving away
no,
food.
No, they're not killing Jews, but still they're
oh,
menace.
That,
wait a minute. Now, there have been several people killed in all this. Yes, there have.
But I'm trying to say
this problem with this thing where they think that they don't have to work and they don't have to earn anything. It should all be given to them. It spans race. It goes
right.
across the board. It's
right.
a multitude
so
of
what,
people,
so,
of younger people,
wait,
a lot
wait,
of older
let me
people
do.
Who have gamed the system for years, these people, and they throw a fit. Well, hey, you know, if you don't like Trump, turn in your EBT cards, what I say. You know,
gotcha.
Linda?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Robert.
It's just like New York where the guy got a machete and just chopped some Jews in New York, you know?
It's
so
terrible.
Do you know how I feel? I feel very unsafe.
Yeah, well, I told you to get a gun and learn how to use
it. I myself, Chad and I are both, we are strict Pentecost. But I don't begrudge Robert because he's a Jew. I side with Robert. I would protect Robert in Israel with everything
I got. Absolutely.
Because my Bible tells me to.
Yeah, well, it's not just that.
Well, that goes from me too back to you because I want to protect, I want to defend America and Florida. That's my goal. But, you
right.
know, people won't allow me to finish my work and I got to finish it.
I know.
You know, so.
So the other thing is I don't like this anti-Semitism when they're targeting people. I don't want any group targeted, Bill. I don't care.
Linda, I have to tell you guys this, and this is very important. And it's happening in Indiana too, Bill Strong. You know, they're gerrymandering the districts all over the place, right? And they're just doing racial discrimination towards the blacks.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. You know?
It may be
happening around the bigger cities in Indiana. Robert, I live in a county of about 75,000, and I'll guarantee you there's not 200 blacks in this county.
Really?
He's in a small town. You got to go. It's beautiful. You got to go up there, Robert.
I know.
We got several thousand Mexicans.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But, you know, it's not like here. I mean, you can't walk two inches without bumping into the hordes.
It's a slower paced life. We're not in the big rushes and everything going on. We're pretty simple people. We look out for our neighbors look out for us. We help each other if we can. But now,
right.
in the cities in Indiana, the big cities, it ain't quite like that. It's just like it is in any other big city. You got all the problems.
Yeah, I know.
That's because the ones running these cities they're corrupt. They're doing nothing but padding their own pockets through slush funds, through any kind of insider investing and in trading they can get involved in and this and that. Nobody makes a move. Big Pharma owns them.
Bill, were you the one that posted that thing about Washington State and the city council with their horse manure on the cap and trade nonsense and Agenda 21 stuff? God, I think it was you.
I have shared that many times.
Okay. I did. I went to that idiot. His name is Lilla something. And when I got to the place where I could email these clowns, because you have to email them in en masse. You can't just single one out. And I said, I spelled his name for real. And then I said, it should be Lilliputian. I was pissed. I gave him so much hell. I said, what? You Agenda 21 freak with your power and control. I said, first of all, I said, CO2 is plant food. I said, there is no such thing as man-made global warming or any other damn thing that you're pushing. And I said, I know what you're trying to do. And I said, besides, methane comes out of your ass. And sometimes, apparently, it comes out of your mouth. I was so ticked off at this guy. They don't come to my door. I was pissed. I just said, we know what you're trying to do, you bastard. Because I didn't do many drinks when I said it, but it didn't matter. I needed to get it off my chest. I hate these people. Every time I hear this stuff, my head explodes. They want to talk about pollution. They got to come here and look at my skies. I got more damn chemtrails than you got any place else. I'm sick of it.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm sick of hearing that crap when 80% of the pollution in the Pacific Ocean comes from China.
I know. And they're banning stuff for no reason. They're just because they're fascists,
and
Bill. These people are fascists.
If they haven't paid attention, the currents, there are currents that run from west to east, you know, and
yep.
that brings the trash to the shores of California and
yep.
the west coast out there.
I know.
Down into Mexico. And then you got people pooping in the streets and you're washing it into the drains.
Yep,
the drains,
exactly.
The drains are all
into
the ocean and it's floating right back
I
up
get
on
it.
Your beaches.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Well, you
and
know,
now
the other.
Start, now they're going to start limiting your water.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's what's going to happen, because I've been studying this for a long time. I read the whole thing, and here's what's going to happen. They can't literally monitor what – I mean, they could with the smart meters, although we don't have smart meters on my water. I do on my electric and gas. But here's the thing. They're trying to penalize the people who are supplying the water. In other words, whatever municipal water supply that we get. So when they get penalized and taxed or fined or whatever, that's going to make our water rates go through the roof. This is what's happening. So that's just one more reason that in April or May, this house is going to go on the market and I'm getting out. I am not staying here. So I've got a lot of work to do on healing my back because it's really a mess today. It was okay yesterday, and I don't know whether the weather changed or what.
I'm
but
sorry to hear that.
I know. It's horrible. So I'm doing everything I can. I'm going to get some acupuncture next week. I'm praying that it works. I don't know. And then I've got to get out of here. Number one, I can't afford it. I can't even afford my treatments because I have copays, and then I got to pay everything else. It's nuts.
Well,
so
you know what? No, now pay attention here, because this should shake a little bit of these idiots up in California. You've had enough people flee that you're going to lose at least one congressional seat, maybe two.
Well, you know what? I don't know, because they only had – it was under a million, and we got 39 million people in this damn state. Why?
That's,
I don't know.
That's the question, Bill. But how many people
do you have to have? Don't you have like 52 congressmen or something?
Yeah, but
well,
how do you have?
We got 55 electoral college votes. Yeah,
that's it. That's my question. How many people fulfill a congress seat? That's what I want to know.
I don't remember the number. I'd have to look it up.
That's a good question. I need to know the answer to that question.
Look it up.
This article on it that California's looking at losing. They're definitely going to lose one congressional seat, but they could lose two. New York and Illinois are on the verge of losing congressional seats.
Good. That's kind of a good thing. I mean, it's not going to make a big dent in the in the overall right now. I just think that we got some big problems.
The population fleeing these states ain't flooding to other states and bringing that liberal ideology here. And see, that's always been the past has been the problem. You got people that flee California and they come out here in the Midwest and into the East, and they bring that damn shit with them. And they don't realize you're doing just what you fled.
Well, that is a big problem. I don't know how to fix it other than kill Soros and get rid of the rest of them. I don't know.
That is a thought.
I'd like to see a hellfire missile on that son of a bitch.
It's a thought that I'm seeing thought about more and more around the globe. People are waking up to George Soros. If I see anything, an article on Soros, I'll read it and I'll post it. And I know in the last couple of weeks, I have posted at least 10, 15 articles on George Soros.
I know. God, he's evil. Well, you know, there's a whole lot of waking up going on with that guy. I mean, it wasn't – I think I looked – it was on – I can't remember how I got to it. Maybe it was just something I had Googled or something, but it was a YouTube thing. And then the next one came up was David Icke. Do you know who David Icke is? Anyway, he's done so much on 5G and frequency and chemtrails. He's done everything from Soros to the Federal Reserve to the Rothschilds. I mean, this guy gets it, okay? He's got a British accent. If you ever get a chance, the last name is spelled I-C-K-E, David Icke. He's got some great stuff out there.
You call him Icke. I call him Icky.
Well, it's Icke, but he's different, but sometimes he's spot on, Bill. He knows his stuff, and he knows who's responsible.
We're all different. We're all different in some ways, and it's but people like him, people like Beck, people like Levine.
Yeah.
Levine talks over the I'd say a large part of the common public, the bean talks over their heads.
Well, maybe, but you know what?
Not that they don't like him. Not that they don't like him, but he talks, you know. It's obvious you're talking to a very extremely educated man.
Yeah, he's smart. Oh, God, he's
smart. Unlike talking to a Maxine Waters or a Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, that thing. Jesus.
You don't know what the hell she's saying.
Yeah,
she's saying, you know?
Here's the other part. Look, I am almost finished with the last book, which was actually the first book that he wrote, which is Men in Black, about the Supreme Court. If you want to get ticked off about judicial tyranny and overreach by that damn Supreme Court, read this book. And it's only 205 pages. Believe me, it will queue off like the creature from Devil Island. I'm telling you, what these guys have done, gotten away with, along with the other shit, my God.
We've got to keep our eyes on Virginia.
I know. But
I've been doing some research into some things. I saw a video. Someone said the video was fake. And I said, well, how come when I went to their website there on the Senate and in Virginia that I read the articles are exactly what the guy said they was?
Well, here's the deal with Virginia. Donald Trump has control over the National Guard. And if some foreign clowns in blue helmets come out and start trying this crap, he's going to have to declare martial law on that state or that area and start arresting people, because this isn't going to stand. And it's not going to stand. Nobody's going to give up their guns.
That would be the time that you see the UN leave the United States.
Well, they'll either leave voluntarily or they're going to be in body bags. I'll tell you that. Because people in Virginia ain't going to put up with that shit.
It's not just Virginia. It's not just Virginia this
you
time.
You got
it's
that
other
right.
States are keeping a close eye, trying to follow footsteps. But they better watch what happens in Virginia. Because
absolutely.
When my brothers and sisters in Virginia start fighting back, they're not going to be alone.
No, I know. I get it. Oh, honey, Tennessee, Indiana, you got it. Louisiana, oh, man. The whole South. Georgia, you think not? Yeah, please. Oh, everything surrounding there that's not libtard is going to be on their side. You betcha.
Everybody's catching on, Linda.
Yeah. No, they're getting it. They've had it. Yeah, there's a lot of awake people. I don't like that word woke, because these people are illiterate.
Florida is a must-win for Trump.
You betcha.
So
if
he loses in my county in Sarasota, he's got to win Sarasota County.
No, he's got to go to Florida. He's got to get. I want him to get New Mexico, New Hampshire. I want them all. I want every one of them.
We can't be complacent and sit back and just say, "Hey, yes, he's going to win." We got to get out there and ensure he wins. But the odds are this: if the masses show up to vote, if the people show up to vote, it's not going to be no 63 million this time.
I hope it's
a
lot more.
I guarantee you it's going to be over 100 million people is going to vote.
I hope so, God.
Trump.
I hope so. You know what, Bill? I've made this pledge.
Look at it. Look at his percentage of support amongst blacks. Look at his percentage of support amongst Hispanics and women.
I know, but you know, it's important.
Look at the fact that 20-some percent of the people that attend his huge rallies are Democrats.
You got to get off the couch, though. I have made this pledge. If I have the ability to walk a precinct, or if I have the ability to get on a telephone that they supply the people the list, I'll phone bank an hour a day for him. I'll phone bank an hour and a half a day for him. Whatever it takes, I will call every Republican. Now, you're going to get up off the couch and vote for him, aren't you? You know, can I put you down as a yes? I'll do it. I've done it before.
Linda,
I've done it here on local.
Linda.
In the area I live in, it's Donald Trump area. I mean, you see Trump this, Trump that everywhere around here.
Yeah, you got to pull the lever. You
got to
do it.
Robert, I just want to let you guys know that Iran striking back at U.S. with missile attacks against American military in Iraq. They struck back. See?
Yeah, but you know what?
No.
I knew yesterday that they fired some rockets into the green zone and the rockets into another area, but there were no casualties.
Here's the other thing you got to understand.
Saudi Arabia should just intervene. Saudi Arabia should intervene now.
Here's my thoughts on this. Iran could be wiped out in a matter of half a day. I don't want to see that happen, but they know it. So this is just saber rattling.
I mean, come on, Iran fought Iraq for 8 years to a draw. How long did it take us to take Iraq twice?
I know. That's the whole point. No matter how long we stay there, we'll never get out.
How long did it take us to take down the Iraqi regime that was there when we got there?
I don't remember.
Schwarzkopf, they gave up right after Schwarzkopf. You know, that was in like 30 days. And the first time, the second time was less than 120.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't want to see any kind of war, and plus the fact that we cannot declare war on anybody without total congressional support, and with the demon rats in there, we couldn't get it anyway, except through the Senate. I don't know. I know that it's a mess. We got to get rid of these house rats. We got to get everybody out of there. All these schmucks, they hate country. They hate the founding. They hate the Constitution. They hate the freedom, because that means they can't do their will upon us and put it down. If those SOBs, I'm telling you right now,
these Democrats would sit back and let our people die.
Yes. So
that's
here's the thing. Yeah, that's what they did. I know. Here's the deal with the demon rats. If those demon rats ever got control of both houses and the presidency, guess who would be in the same type of situation? It would be very much old Soviet. I may not have to wear a hijab, but I'll tell you something. I would be so oppressed. So would you. Everybody that wasn't marching to their, you know, Sig Heil crap of an old red Bernie or Hiawatha, you're screwed, baby. And your Agenda 21, it would be over. In 6 months, it would be worse than Venezuela. I'm telling you. That's how these people are. They're sickening. We have to defeat them. We have to defeat them. Because otherwise it's going to be revolution times two.
Did you hear what Vice President Biden said?
Oh, that idiot?
He said you have to have accountability for in democracy. Okay? So
we don't live in a democracy, you son of a bee. Mm-hmm. He's stupid. He's pushing. They have to say the lie over and over and over again. See what happened in the garden?
I had a debate whether we were a democracy or a republic. You know,
it's in the Constitution, Article 4, just
Pledge
of Allegiance, the second line
to the republic.
For which it stands.
Thank you, Bill Strong.
Look,
yes.
Anytime this happens, do you have a copy of the Constitution, Robert?
I have tons of them. I have about five of them in my office.
Article 4, Section 4, it's a very small paragraph. Shove it in their face. The other thing is you have to explain to these dolts. There is not – in any of our documents, I don't care if it's the Declaration, I don't care if it was the old Articles of Confederation or the Constitution, you cannot find that word democracy anywhere in any of the print, anywhere. You have to explain this to these people because they have been brainwashed by these miserable Marxists, and the Marxists keep marching on. I hate them, and I call them out. I don't care.
Let me ask you guys a question. Okay. Do you think Judge Justice Roberts is doing his job constitutionally? Is he following the rule of law?
I don't know, because I don't know if he's ruled on lately, because I haven't kept up on the judiciary
okay,
right
he,
now.
He can. He has a problem. He sure didn't
follow the rule of law on the Obamacare.
That's
right.
Somebody, Maggot probably put a gun to his head. I don't know what he had on him. Somebody pressured.
In my opinion, though, I don't believe that I don't believe he knows the difference between a democracy and a republic. I really don't. Okay?
Well,
that's how I
feel. Biden knows nothing. That man has no brain. So you can't even teach. You can't even teach. You know,
Joe Biden doesn't even know where the hell he's at.
No. There's a reason they have this word in the dictionary called retarded. People like Biden are incapable of learning. That man is stupid. I'm sorry. I've called him Box of Rocks Biden for a long time, and for good reason. If anybody thinks that Dan Quayle was stupid, honey.
I want to know this. Historically, we've had several of these vice presidents like Biden. You had Steve Agnew. You had Dan
Not that
Quayle,
bad.
And yeah, you
Not
know,
this
we've
bad.
Had some pretty, yeah,
he takes
had
the
some
cake.
Pretty, we've had some pretty stupid ones. And
this
one
takes the cake.
This one definitely takes the cake. And the current one is totally outside of that mold because
God, he's so intelligent. Yeah.
Yeah, he may be the smartest vice president we've ever had.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. And I was so thrilled when I heard that he was in Indiana the last time I was there. I was driving back to the airport to go home 16 or yeah, and he was tapping him for VP, and I was just like all over the place. I loved it. I was like, yeah, I'm screaming in the car. It was wonderful.
My wife and I get the biggest smiles when someone says something about Mr. Pence because twice when I was fighting illegal immigration and he was representing my state, his wife and I and my wife, the four of us, had dinner together a couple of times in Columbus, Indiana. And Mike Pence is – what you see is Mike Pence. There's no fakeness to him. That's just him.
And, I only got a couple minutes left, but go ahead.
I love that because, you know –
Yep.
You know, they can mock him for his ways.
And you know what? That's
I know a lot of women that respect his thing about he won't dine without his wife. And
that's right. And that's a smart thing. You know, Billy Graham said the same thing. And so, in fact, I think Jimmy Carter, that's the only thing that I agreed with him on, that he didn't want to be alone either out of temptation. I know Billy Graham said that many times. I got 2 minutes left. Robert, I'm so glad you're on the show. I haven't talked to you, and I was thinking about you the other day.
Everybody, keep your eyes open because it's going to be a heck of a next week, I guarantee
you. Thank everybody for coming.
We still haven't got the bar report.
Not yet.
Which report?
Durham.
Which report, Bill?
I think it's Durham.
The bar?
Yeah.
The bar or the Durham report.
Right. I know, but it's
That's
coming.
Right.
I heard it's
these
coming in June.
These guys had the power to indict.
I know.
To indict.
And anyway,
thank you so much for coming in.
We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, God bless
everybody. Be safe.
Have a great one. Everybody, have a great one. Thank you. See you next week. Have a good night.